A 43-year-old woman who was given incorrect test results and is now terminally ill with cervical cancer has settled her High Court action against a US laboratory for €2.5 million. 43-year-old Vicky Phelan was diagnosed with cancer 3 years after her smear test results of 2011 were incorrectly reported as clear of abnormalities. Vivian Traynor, our courts reporter, has been covering this case and joins us from the High Court now. Vivian, first of all, what was the background to Vicky Phelan's case?
Well, Claire, Vicky Phelan, as you said, had a smear test in 2011 under the National Cervical Check Screening Programme. She got her results back and was told they were clear of abnormalities. And as is usual in these cases, she was told to be tested again in about 3 years' time. But when she went for that test in 2014, she was told by doctors that the news was not good. She was later diagnosed with cervical cancer. And earlier this year, she was told that the cancer is terminal and she has between 6 and 12 months to live. Now, she took a High Court action against the HSE and against the US laboratory that carried out the test. Her evidence began last Thursday. She gave evidence herself and it continued right up until yesterday with medical experts giving evidence yesterday afternoon. But this morning the court was told that the case had now been settled without admission of liability from any of the defendants. The case against the HSE was struck out, but she settled the action against the US lab for €2.5 million. Now, the court was told today that a portion of that settlement will be paid into court, that the couple wanted this to happen, that it would be paid into court and kept for the couple's two children who are currently aged 12 and 7, but that 700,000 of that settlement will be kept for them. Afterwards, Vicky Phelan spoke to reporters outside the court. She said the money would go towards a new treatment that she's trying, a new clinical trials, and she said that this treatment is really aimed at perhaps buying her more time, and we could hear more of what she said.
There are no winners here today. I am terminally ill and there is no cure for my cancer. My settlement will mostly be spent on buying me time and on paying for clinical trials to keep me alive and to allow me to spend more time with my children. If I die, and I truly hope that won't be the case, the money will provide for my family. The women of Ireland can no longer put their trust in the cervical check programme. Mistakes can and do happen, but the conduct of cervical check and the HSE in my case is unforgivable. To know for almost 3 years that a mistake had been made and that I was misdiagnosed is bad enough, but to keep that information from me until I became terminally ill and to drag me through the courts to fight for my right to the truth is an appalling breach of trust, and I truly hope that some good will come of this case and that there will be an investigation into the cervical check programme as a result of this. Thank you.
That's Vicky Phelan speaking outside the High Court. And Vivian, Mr. Justice Kevin Cross made some comments after he was made aware of the settlement.
Yes, he did. In approving the settlement, he did comment, and I know that Vicky Phelan has said in her reaction afterwards about having to go to court to get these answers, which is a common refrain of many people involved in these cases. However, in this case, the judge said it did have to be pointed out that it came to court with much more speed than these cases would usually make it to court, within a matter of months. And unusually in these cases, he said it wasn't very often that he got to praise the HSE, but he praised the HSE for its handling of this case. He particularly praised Vicky Phelan's solicitor, Cian O'Carroll, for his handling of the case and getting it to court so quickly and getting this matter dealt with so quickly. However, he said the real star in all of this was Vicky Phelan. He described her as the most impressive witness he had ever encountered. He also remarked this morning that he was aware that she was trying a new treatment in the US, and he told her as his final comments today, he said, if anybody can beat this, you can.
Okay, Vivian Traynor at the High Court, thank you.